Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Every day of the week, I give you advice in bite-sized morsels that's designed to help you find work more quickly. Because job hunting doesn't have to be hard, difficult, painful, or take a lot of time. It's just the skills needed to find a job are different than those needed to do a job. And on this show, I basically paint a situation for you where, you've been out there interviewing, networking, doing all the right things. You finally get to the point where you're getting a job offer, and it's low. What the hell's with that? So here's how to respond to it, and I go through it in this show. I hope you find it helpful if this ever occurs to you, and I hope you give No BS Job Search Advice 5 stars in iTunes. It does help people discover the show. It helps with rankings, and it's going to help a lot more people because they'll find out about it. So hope you enjoy today, and here we go. And today we're going to take a salary negotiation scenario, or a negotiation scenario out of the Shark Tank, the ABC TV series where entrepreneurs come to pitch product ideas to 5 people who are going to evaluate whether they want to invest. Now, here's the classic Shark Tank scenario. One of them makes an offer to purchase more stock for the amount of money that's being requested from the entrepreneur. So let's say someone walks in and says, I want $500,000 for a 5% share of my firm. One of the investors is going to sit there and go, I'll give you the $500,000, but I want 25%. In job hunting, a similar scenario occurs. When you've said you're looking for a certain amount of money, and they respond by saying, offering you a lesser amount. Now, you have a couple of different ways of responding when you get a low offer or a lower offer. Number one is, I want to remind you of the quote from The Godfather. It's business, not personal. You don't respond in an indignant way such as, I'm stereotyping here, what? Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you? Now, you don't respond in a way that could be interpreted that way. Number one is you might resell your value. Perhaps this has been a long job search process and they've forgotten about some of the things that you bring to the situation. Now, often the advice that you then get, if that doesn't work, is to say, I want to think about it. But as often happens in the Shark Tank, people want to think about it for longer than the employer is willing to accept listening to it. And thus, the offer is rescinded. In much the same way as in Shark Tank, even the request of being able to think about it for a minute or to call someone for advice or for the 2 people to hash it out can be met with, okay, you know, that they're not going to, they're going to withdraw the offer that they've made. So what you can do, instead of I'm going to think about it, is to come back with a counteroffer. You know, let's say you're looking for 150 and they come back with 140. You can respond by saying, I think this is a great opportunity. I'm willing to show some flexibility, but I'd like you to show some flexibility too. I would accept this offer at 147.5. Now, they may respond by saying, we can't go that high. We can go to, and they pick a number. Maybe it's 144. Maybe it's 142. Maybe it's 145. Whatever it is, you move them off the original number. And that's the game plan, moving them off the original number by indicating your willingness to accept if they're willing to be a little flexible. You're willing to show some flexibility too. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's going to help you find work more quickly because you're not going to make dumb mistakes. You know what I mean? You know, the stuff that happens throughout your search through ignorance. Plus, you're also able to ask me questions and avoid headaches that are going to become costly later on. The kinds of things that cost you job offers and result in you getting a lower salary offer. So again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Now, this show comes on daily, Monday through Monday, every day of the week, I provide you with advice to help you with your search. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes. And with that, see you tomorrow.